When Boston police announced a sharp drop in violent crime during the last year, they credited the collaboration of police and community outreach workers who target gang members and try to lure them away from violence. But the recent shooting of one of these unarmed street workers has led to questions about their safety. As WBUR's David Boeri reports this morning, some outreach workers are asking whether the city is doing enough to help them through the traumas of their job.
30-year-old William Harvey Jr. is an outreach worker for the city of Boston. His job on the streets is to help pull young men like Dominic Hall out of gang life, or at least stop them from killing each other. But now, Dominic Hall is being charged with shooting William Harvey.
Ben 003 charges him with a count of carrying a loaded firearm. Ben 004 charges him with armed assault with intent to murder.
In December, Dominic Hall pled not guilty to the charge he shot William Harvey in the head last August. In the front row of a Suffolk Superior courtroom sat Harvey himself. The fragments of the bullet are still floating in his head.
The officer said it had to be a bad round. So I'm just lucky, you know what I'm saying? Like, it hit my skull and shattered, so the whole bullet's in my head.
Still unable to work and unsure of his recovery, Harvey came to court with his 9-month-old son and some fellow street workers. Prosecutor Daniel Mulhern told the court the alleged shooter hit the wrong person.
And it should be noted, the investigation clearly revealed that Mr. Harvey was not the intended target of this shooting.
That fact comes as little consolation to Harvey, who, because he's on workman's comp, is now making a fraction of his already modest salary. He owes several months' rent on the home for his son and girlfriend. He can't support his mother, and he can't pay his college loans, he says. What's happened to him from the time he got shot illustrates the hazards of being a city street worker.
At some point, when the group was meeting on Hammond Street, an individual approached a motor vehicle that was driven by Mr. William Harvey Jr.
It was August. Harvey and four other street workers, including a supervisor, were dropping off kids from an afternoon of basketball and picking up another group. By the clock, it was close to 9, and the street worker's day was over. But being a street worker is really an all-day job, says Dennis Avila, who was there that night.
These are the guys I grew up with. These are guys I love. I got to take care of them. I feel like an obligation to my neighborhood.
And that South End neighborhood close to Roxbury is one of the most violent in the city. Avila saw one of his clients executed here on the 4th of July. Another man was murdered at Christmas time, and there was a shootout at Thanksgiving. This is the corner of Shawmut and Hammond Streets in the South End. This is the sharp edge, the tectonic plate between two rival gangs, the boys at Madison Park Village and the Lenox Street crew. And investigators and street workers say that was what was going on the night of August 21st, when street workers here were picking up neighborhood kids to take them to a concert.
We're definitely working with the kids we're supposed to work with, and it just happened to be that one of the guys from the other side just wanted to shoot one of the guys that we work with.
A number of witnesses identified the man with the shiny black 9mm handgun as Dominic Hall. He belongs to the Madison Park Village crew. And he walked up to William Harvey's car, according to witnesses who know him, in order to shoot a member of the Lenox Street crew named Tyrone Anderson. Like Hall, Anderson is a convicted gun toter with a record of drug convictions. The street workers had been trying to turn him around, but now Anderson was sitting in the back seat of William Harvey's car. For the street workers, this was the dangerous middle.
Mr. Hall fired multiple rounds.
One took out the driver's side window. Other bullets passed through the car, missing Harvey's supervisor, who was sitting beside him. And one hit Harvey behind the ear and shattered against his skull.
Let me tell you something. Will Harvey worked hard for the city. He worked hard for the city day in and day out, okay? Nobody wants to see something like that happen to anybody.
Chris Biner oversees the 30 street workers employed by the city of Boston. And the city now has Will Harvey on workman's comp. So while Dominic Hall and Tyrone Anderson, who's charged with lying to investigators, remain in jail because they can't pay bail, William Harvey can't pay his bills. If he had gotten shot as a Boston police officer, he'd be getting 100% of his salary tax-free. the same if he were a firefighter. But as a street worker, he's now getting less than $300 a week.
Policy's policy. You know, he has to go out on workman's comp. That's just the nature of it. It's unfortunate that now that he can't pay his bills.
Biner says he and the city would do whatever they can to help. He pointed Harvey to the city's employee assistance program. But Harvey's scheduled appointment was in late December, 4 months after the shooting. And Harvey couldn't keep it. He was hospitalized for an anxiety attack the night before. Harvey says he hasn't gotten any counseling. He says he's not one to ask for help. But crisis specialists say this is a common post-traumatic response of injured police officers and firefighters that their own departments respond to with comprehensive outreach, counseling, and advocacy. How have they taken care of you at the program?
I mean, I get a phone call here and there. Like, Chris Biner, he makes sure that he lets me know that if I need anything, to call him. But as far as the city, I can't say anybody from the city called to check on me. So I guess it's not their responsibility, or they feel it's not their responsibility.
Harvey says he's never gotten a visit or a call from the mayor, elected officials, or black ministers from the 10-Point Coalition. Reverend Jeffrey Brown, who heads the 10-Point Coalition, says he went to the hospital the night of the shooting but couldn't see Will Harvey. He expresses surprise at Harvey's plight. He doesn't know of anyone in the coalition who's followed up. The mayor's office had no other comment except that the mayor did visit the street worker program the day after the shooting, although none of the street workers who'd been at the scene the night before were present. Street worker Dennis Avila says he's still rattled by what happened, and he's unhappy with the city's response to both Harvey and his fellow street workers.
You know, we go through so much stuff, we see so much, and like, the city didn't give me no trauma training. They didn't give me no days off. I was back on the streets the week right after that. Same streets, same thugs.
Chris Biner, who oversees the street workers, asserts the city offered them services, counseling, and much more. Perhaps the difference is between offering services and actually bringing them to injured employees. That's what the fire and police departments do to make sure employees get what they need. This was the first time a street worker has ever been shot. Maybe there's a lesson the city and its street workers can learn to prevent another case like William Harvey's.
You gonna go back?
Not for sure. To provide for my son, I'd do anything. So that's the only reason that I do it, but if I don't have to, nah.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.